Hello, lovely people of the internet. How are we all doing today? I'm Livia Pond, but you can call me Liv. Welcome back to Walk and Talk Level Up. It's great to have you with me. We're going to listen to a dialogue between Joe and Lisa today about something that's making Lisa really angry. Before we dive in, let me just remind you to check fluencytv.com, if you haven't already, for the written dialogue and an extra material that accompanies this episode. Now let's jump in.
You look terrible, Lisa. Are you okay?
I've got a mirror at home, Joe, but thanks for reminding me.
Phew, why are you in such a bad mood?
Well, I went to the bank because I couldn't make any transactions with my phone.
Ah, and could you fix it?
Yes, but it took them over 3 hours to get it fixed. Banks are the worst.
Boy, but you could have fixed it by yourself if you had gone to an ATM instead.
Don't give me that.
Did you figure out why she's so mad? Listen again.
You look terrible, Lisa. Are you okay?
I've got a mirror at home, Joe, but thanks for reminding me.
Phew, why are you in such a bad mood?
Well, I went to the bank because I couldn't make any transactions with my phone.
Ah, and could you fix it?
Yes, but it took them over 3 hours to get it fixed. Banks are the worst.
Boy, but you could have fixed it by yourself if you had gone to an ATM instead.
Don't give me that.
She's angry about something to do with the bank. Let's see what that's all about. Our conversation starts with Joe saying, "You look terrible, Lisa. Are you okay?" Oh boy, that's not really something you want to say to anyone, right? Repeat after me. You look terrible. Lisa. You look terrible, Lisa. Are you okay? Are you okay? Remember to repeat out loud in voice alta, okay? That helps you fully practice your pronunciation. Lisa then says, "I've got a mirror at home, Joe, but thanks for reminding me." So she's saying she knows she doesn't look her best, and she's not happy that Joe reminded her of it. Let's repeat what she says. I've got a mirror at home. I've got a mirror at home, Joe. I've got a mirror at home, Joe. But thanks for reminding me. But thanks for reminding me. But thanks for reminding me. Then Joe says, "Phew, why are you in such a bad mood?" Phew is a sound that means different things depending on the context and intonation. But it could be translated to opa, or even eita in Portuguese. Repeat, phew. Why are you in such a bad mood? Why are you in such a bad mood. He wants to know what happened that made her so angry. Repeat again. Why are you in such a bad mood? Good job. Lisa then explains, saying, Well, I went to the bank because I couldn't make any transactions with my phone. Oh boy, handling banks is never fun, right? She had to go to her bank because the bank app on her phone wasn't working properly. We're not going to repeat her full sentence in one go because it's long, but let's try repeating it in parts. Well, I went to the bank. Well, I went to the bank because I couldn't make any transactions with my phone because I couldn't make any transactions with my phone. Well, I went to the bank because I couldn't make any transactions with my phone. Good job. Joe understands her problem and says, Ah, and could you fix it? So he wants to know if the problem is fixed, if she can make transactions on her phone now. Repeat after me. And could you fix it? We have two strong linking sounds here. Repeat with me. Could you fix it? Now in one go. Could you fix it? Lisa says, yes, but it took them over 3 hours to get it fixed. Banks are the worst. You know what? I don't disagree. Banks really aren't the best. So her app was fixed, but it took the bank more than 3 hours to fix it. Repeat. Yes, but it took them over 3 hours to get it fixed. Yes, but it took them over 3 hours to get it fixed. Yes, but it took them over 3 hours to get it fixed. That's a long one. Let's repeat again. Yes, but it took them over 3 hours to get it fixed. Awesome. Then she says, banks are the worst. Banks are the worst. Banks are the worst. Again, banks are the worst. Joe then says in a very sarcastic voice, "Boy, but you could have fixed it by yourself if you had gone to an ATM instead." Okay, another long one. Let's repeat just the little word that he says so sarcastically. Boy. And then he says that she could have fixed her problem if she went to an ATM. An ATM is that machine that is usually outside of the bank's office or in malls, airports, and stuff. It's our Caixa Eletrônico. It stands for Automatic Teller Machine. Repeat, ATM. An ATM. But you could have fixed it by yourself if you had gone to an ATM instead. But you could have fixed it by yourself if you had gone to an ATM instead. Again, but you could have fixed it by yourself if you had gone to an ATM instead. Lisa is still pretty angry. She's boiling mad, fervendo de raiva. And she says, "Don't give me that." So she's basically saying that she doesn't need his attitude and his advice now. That it's better not to mess with her because she's not in a patient mood. Repeat, don't give me that. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. Now let's try it with the same intonation. Don't give me that. Awesome job. Now that we finished our analysis, let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
You look terrible, Lisa. Are you okay?
I've got a mirror at home, Joe, but thanks for reminding me.
Phew, why are you in such a bad mood?
Well, I went to the bank because I couldn't make any transactions with my phone.
Ah, and could you fix it?
Yes, but it took them over 3 hours to get it fixed. Banks are the worst.
Boy, but you could have fixed it by yourself if you had gone to an ATM instead.
Don't give me that.
Did you understand everything this time? Don't forget to head over to fluencytv.com to see the dialogue in writing. That's going to help you understand everything if you didn't already. And don't forget that you should always keep in constant contact with the language you're learning. So be sure to listen to as many episodes as you can and to check out our other podcast series. You can find them all in our content portal. There's a new episode of Walk and Talk Level Up every week, and we'll be here waiting for you. See you soon. Stay awesome.